Showtime TV podcast.
Rough Riders Radio.
Knowledge click in the building. Yeah. 1, 2, 3. Yeah. It's your boy Charlie B. Mayor Music. Yeah. I'm the sickest motherfucker from this town in a minute. A middle finger in the air for anyone who ain't with it. Please don't hate me cause I'm honest, but my squad is just the hardest. Even if you went to college, cutting cops, some of this knowledge. Four wheel of the dope, the lines that spit are like coke. You taste the drip down your throat, getting you high like a toad. Or paralyze you like stroke, one body pierce you with needles. I use a Japanese sword. Yeah, I be abusing these rhymes. A serial killer with pencils like they was pistols and knives. Fucking out of my mind, a young OJ with a 9. But if I'm mad at these verses, I'm selling coke by the dime. Motherfucker, this the shit that I bleed. It's in the air that I breathe, and this what makes my heart beat. Hate on me, that's your beat. Knowledge click, we smoke trees. Line a hater up and take them out. 1, 2, 3. I'm still the king, and I'm the greatest. Ain't got no queen, ain't got no throne. But I'm still the king, I'm the greatest. If I'm ballin' or I'm broke, I'm a son on hope. I'm still the king, I'm the greatest. Ain't got no queen, ain't got no throne. But I'm still the king, and I'm the greatest. If I'm ballin' or I'm broke, I'm a son on hope. Yeah. Now let the click in the building. That crazy motherfucker, Charlie B. Music on the beat. It's the Juggernaut. Knowledge.
Rough Riders Radio.
It's your boy Charlie B, and I ain't smoking on this one. They told me to come hard. I ain't spit no real shit in years. Yeah.
Yeah. You release the beast, it's your turn to be deceased. Fuck peace, I'm on the street and I'm so quick to pour the heat. Fuck a pause cause I'm going nonstop. I creep up with the Glock in this empty parking lot. Tell these rappers in the closet, step away from their denial. Make their blood run freely like the rivers of the Nile. I'm a pharaoh, I'm a king, they vote on me for president. I get a seat, more pussy than a lesbian. I got a raw technique, homicidal is my method. Not a single soul is saved when I'm releasing my aggression. I wanna stay away from bullshit, but these faggots wanna tempt me. My weapons be my hands and I ain't swinging them gently. They better beware, you know this pitbull's off the porch. And I'm on fire with more heat than the world Olympic torch. Get ready to burn cause I'm hotter than the sun. I'm shooting them with lyrics, I don't need a fucking gun. Bow.
6 weeks into the tour, I'm in the fucking studio with pneumonia. Ain't nobody take this shit as seriously as I do. I sacrificed myself for this music. This here is the band. Yeah.
I'ma kill this beat, I guess that's why I'm hated on. They was smoking weed in the bus, feeling baked, I was gone. With bloodshot eyes, I ain't got nothing to hide. Cannabis helps me escape my fucked up life. Suckers cross me wrong, and I commit to the killing. Drunk feeling, guts spilling, spluttering brains in the ceiling. Yeah, they heard about me, I did the murder on the track. I went to hell, chill with Biggie, he said bring the 90s back. That's what I'ma give him. I spit nothing but crack, fuck a 16, I'm decapitating every track. Peace be with you, son, next time you see me run. Y'all couldn't fuck with me like a preaching nun. And everybody weak as fuck, ain't no beef, I'm done. 99 problems, can't make the streets one. 4 years gone, but I was 4 years late. And I still can't understand why they hate.
This is literally all I have left. I'm a convicted felon. I can't go back to school. If I don't rap, I don't eat. This here, this is my truth.
Forget the ammo, make the cranium kablamo. Thinking they were Rambo, but my style they couldn't handle. They get dismantled on every second that I speak. I'm coming with no cuts, which is just a lot of shit to bleed. Now you're in too deep, and I've already spilled your guts. I'm scorching your intestines with the ashes from my blunts. Your life get took, my freestyle be off the hook. So much lyrical content, I should write a poetry book. My weight be heavy, the words I speak come deadly. Step up, come ready, blow you to pieces like confetti. Don't scream or yell, no one believing shit you tell. I'm so underground that I can speak the flames of hell. Millions praise me, millions more ruling list. What's really a trip is that rappers like me exist. I'm supernatural, so better bring a crucifix. Only a dick holds you back from being a bitch. Only a dick holds you back from being a bitch.
They told me to come hard. I ain't spent no real shit in years.
Rough Riders Radio.
Yeah. I'm that same kid from the block, same model, still yelling, fuck the motherfucking cops. Still smoking my weed till my lungs collapse, and even then I'll probably be injecting dabs. A funny thing is I ain't even really playing, no shame in my game. Sorry mama, I'm just misbehaved. I'm ill from the cradle to the grave, I'm that crazy motherfucker even Jesus couldn't save. Yeah, chase my beer with some vodka, blunts overweight, call that swish a Biggie Popper. Get my flow on hot, call it sriracha, keep on hating, nigga, get it, I can make my own who shot ya. And I'm fucking high right now, feeling faded but still smoking, I'm so high right now. Yeah, and I'm fucking on right now, got the place going and the city's mine right now. Whoop, whoop. I'm a ticking time bomb, ticking time bomb. I'm a ticking time bomb. I'm a ticking time bomb, ticking time bomb. I'm a grenade under the sun, I'm about to blow up. I'm a ticking time bomb, ticking time bomb. I'm a ticking time bomb. I'm a ticking time bomb, I'm a grenade under the sun, I'm about to blow up on these motherfuckers. Stepped into the scene and cop an attitude. A fly young motherfucker, I was acting rude. I could turn up in the streets and city avenues with no fucks to give, so pardon me if I dislike the food. I'm stuck on the mentality to break rules, smoke weed, get drunk, fuck a bitch is all I wanna do. And all you basic suckers think I'm acting new, but hating on a kid is something that will never make you cool. Three sativa joints and a lighter, murder every track, never needed a ghostwriter. I'm a crazy motherfucker, labeled clinically insane, with a loaded 45 like in a splatter on your brains. I ain't really been the same in a while, with a pipe full of cannabis, I rock an evil smile. Write my name in blood and get to really wildin' out. I'm the new feral bitch, how the fuck you like me now? I'm a ticking time bomb, ticking time bomb. I'm a ticking time bomb. I'm a ticking time bomb, ticking time bomb. I'm a grenade under the sun, I'm about to blow up. I'm a ticking time bomb, ticking time bomb. I'm a ticking time bomb. I'm a ticking time bomb. I'm a grenade under the sun, I'm about to blow up on these motherfuckers.
And they thought it was over. Yeah, it's your boy Charlie D. Knowledge click in the building. May your music on the beat. Yeah. I'm a grenade under the sun, I'm about to blow up.
Rough Riders Radio.
Yeah. I'm that same kid from the block, same model, still yelling, fuck the motherfucking cops. Still smoking my weed till my lungs collapse, and even then I'll probably be injecting dabs. A funny thing is I ain't even really playing, no shame in my game. Sorry mama, I'm just misbehaved. I'm ill from the cradle to the grave, I'm that crazy motherfucker even Jesus couldn't save. Yeah, chase my beer with some vodka, blunts overweight, call that swish a Biggie Popper.
Hit my flow on hot, call it sriracha. Keep on hitting, nigga, get it. I can make my own who shot ya. And I'm fucking high right now. Feeling faded, but still smoking. I'm so high right now. Yeah, and I'm fucking on right now. Got the place going, and the city's mine right now. Whoop, whoop. I'm a ticking time bomb, ticking time bomb. I'm a ticking time bomb. I'm a ticking time bomb, ticking time bomb. I'm a grenade under the sun, I'm about to blow up. I'm a ticking time bomb, ticking time bomb. I'm a ticking time bomb. I'm a ticking time bomb. I'm a grenade under the sun, I'm about to blow up on these motherfuckers. Stepped into the scene and cop an attitude. A fly young motherfucker, I was acting rude. I could turn up in the streets and city avenues with no fucks to give. So pardon me if I decide to fool. I'm stuck on the mentality to break rules, smoke weed, get drunk, fuck a bitch is all I wanna do. And all you basic suckers think I'm acting new, but hating on a kid is something that will never make you cool. Three sativa joints and a lighter. Murder every track, never needed a ghostwriter. I'm a crazy motherfucker, labeled clinically insane. With a loaded 45, like in a splatter on your brains. I ain't really been the same in a while. With a pipe full of cannabis, I rock an evil smile. Write my name in blood and get to really wildin' out. I'm the new feral bitch, how the fuck you like me now? I'm a ticking time bomb, ticking time bomb. I'm a ticking time bomb. I'm a ticking time bomb, ticking time bomb. I'm a grenade under the sun, I'm about to blow up. I'm a ticking time bomb, ticking time bomb. I'm a ticking time bomb. I'm a ticking time bomb. I'm a grenade under the sun, I'm about to blow up on these motherfuckers.
And they thought it was over. Yeah, it's your boy Charlie D. Knowledge click in the building. Make your music on the beat. Yeah. I'm a grenade into the sun, I'm about to blow up.
Rough Riders Radio.
I'm a fast from the past though. Only cause the past broke. Only towards the future, there's the cash flow. Moving kinda fast from the past though. Only cause the past broke. Only towards the future, there's the cash flow.
They know my name, like Saddam Hussein. I came with a pain, I'm packing a flame. I liquor a pain, I send the same. My fucking alias in vain. Interstellar, I'm a supernova. Charlie B mixed with bacon soda. Next level shit like a plague of locust. I'm up in the list with codeine and coca. It was prophesied I would come to ravage. Write my name in blood, but Quidia in Spanish. I'm a fucking savage, scattered body fragments. Ride the planet's orbit, set the world off balance. Heard of the records, I'm rhyming too slow. Thought I let loose and just lose control. Bitch, I'm the champ and the speed of bull. Shoot the back of the head, blow the brains out the nose. Whoa, fuck is you thinking when fucking with me? Got a solid career and a rap in the street. Bet you been sitting down and you bleed for a week. You go dating a bitch, you do better with me.
Better with me.
I don't fuck with lames, I just stay in my lanes. Like it's hating on change, I'm collecting the gains. Or I'm feeding it, dog smoke weed every day.
Moving kinda fast from the past though. Only cause the past broke. Only towards the future, there's the cash flow. Moving kinda fast from the past though. Only cause the past broke. Only towards the future, there's the cash flow.
Rough Riders Radio.
And the cartoon production. Cartoon production.
Rough Riders Radio.
And the Cartoon Production. Cartoon Production.
Riders Radio.
One, two, three. Knowledge click in the building. One, two,
three. Yeah.
One, two, three.
One, two, three.
Yeah. It's your boy Charlie B. Mayor Music.
Yeah. I'm the sickest motherfucker from this town in a minute. A middle finger in the air for anyone who ain't with it. Please don't hate me cause I'm honest. Boy, my squad is just the hardest. Even if you went to college cutting cops, some of this knowledge. Boy, we iller than dope. The lines that spit are like coke. You taste the drip down your throat. Getting you high like a toad. Or paralyze you like stroke. One body pierce you with needles. I use a Japanese sword. Yeah, I be abusing these rhymes. A serial killer with pencils like they was pistols and knives. Fucking out of my mind, a young OJ with a 9. But if I'm out of these verses, I'm selling coke by the dime. Motherfucker, this the shit that I bleed. It's in the air that I breathe and this what makes my heart beat. Hate on me, that's your beat. Knowledge click, we smoke trees. Line a hater up and take them out. 1, 2, 3. I'm still the king and I'm the greatest. Ain't got no queen. No throw, but I'm still the king, I'm the greatest. If I'm ballin' or I'm broke, I'm a son on hope. I'm still the king, I'm the greatest. Ain't got no queen, I ain't got no throne. But I'm still the king, and I'm the greatest.
If I'm ballin' or I'm broke, I'm a stun on hold. Yeah. Now let's click in the building. That crazy motherfucker, Charlie B. Mayor Music on the beat. It's the Juggernaut. Knowledge.
Rough Riders Radio.
On that ass. Don't care you got a man, you still belong to me. Don't care you got a man, he can't fuck with me. Ran up all this money, gonna be hard to compete. Hustler of the year, I made this shit on my sleep. Hustler of the year, did this shit on my lonely. Grinding by myself, I ain't need no new homies. Grinding by myself, girl, you my only friend. No matter what I do, she always want me to win.
1 cheat, 2 cheats, got him calling. Hurry up, let me take you home and tell your friends you made a new woman. Shots like a hologram. Back to your spot, wanna hit. Tryna see me do a split on a big, big, big. If I don't get a check, I throw a fit, fit, fit. Gotta spin it back for a top tip, bitch. You want me to make you clap and spend all your cash? Make it clap and spend all your cash. Make it clap and spend all your cash.
Rough Riders Radio.
New York City, New York City, DNFA, DNFA, VA, VA, Stack Daniels, let's go.
You can't come around and think you're gonna be all up in my way. You talk about it, be about it, taking up my space. It's my city, it's for bosses, so no lots of mental games. If you try yourself, can't bring it out, I'd attach it from my name. No business again, no business again. So No prisoners today. No prisoners today. No prisoners today. So no prisoners today.
No prisoners today, cause I ain't taking no witnesses. I finally figured out what the business is. Euros in, don't forget it, bro. Percentages, generational growth, the type to feed villages. No time for recklessness, you gotta move diligent. The streets is a war zone, you gotta move militant. I'm young Xavier, trying to groom the X-Men, Deanna Jean Grey. I see you making moves, I'm just trying to pave the way. Stack Daniels is a beast. Kudos for the beat, unbreakable like Logan. Quite down to earth, but I'm Hollywood like Hogan. Living marquee, success be the slogan.
You can come around and think you gon' be all up in my way. Can't talk about it, be about it, taking no more space. If my set is for bosses, so no lots of mental games. If you try yourself, can't bring it out, I'd attach it from my name.
No prisoners today, no prisoners today. So
no
prisoners today. No prisoners today. I'm trying to stay out the way, but I'm a topic of discussion. The need to be ambitious is equivalent to lusting. Stimulate my mind, excite my body's function. I'm quite important like a rock nation's Russian. So I'm confused with all the tender hearts I'm touching. It seems my success is causing all the fussing. Life's coming together like Tyson, Holyfield. Once you outside, you getting touched. Now that's really real. Speaking on my life, that's a cinematic feel. Most of y'all sell your soul for a 360 deal. Independent on my life, London never missed a meal. Tell a close, tell a mate now, that's a privilege feel.
You can come around and think you're gonna be all up in my way. Can't talk about it, be about it, taking up my space. It's my set, it's for bosses, so no lots of mental games. If you try yourself, can't bring it out, I'd attach it from my name.
No prisoners today, no prisoners today. So
no
prisoners today. No prisoners today, no prisoners today. So no prisoners today.
Rough Riders Radio.
My favorite rapper told me sleep is death's cousin. Territorial, go after whoever the next buzzin'. Shut opponents out to guess nothing. I proved a lot of dudes that they considered to be the best wasn't. Unstoppable like Shaq in his prime. Going to the hoop, infinite amount of styles. One man super group. Skill level through the roof. Pain that I inflict so severe it's impossible to recoup. Effortless, I can't be whack. Better than me, you can't be that. But since you think you special, only right, I'll make you handicapped. Co-sign myself, so flowers, no need to hand me that. Pardon my grandma, hand me those uppity rap. But you could tell by my fancy flows. Illness I possess, there's no known antidote. They mad cause my rap voice got the girls panties soaked. Got fans across the globe that demand these quotes. FOH, I can't be ghost unless we talking sacrificial. Say what you like, but try to jeopardize my back, we have an issue. Got home field advantage on your turf, I'm that official. No referee, got my own recipe. Don't step to me, that's like going to war with no weaponry. Far from serious, the best of me you won't get to see. Till I felt you earned the right, respectfully.
Rough Riders Radio.
I'm about to sign up now. Oh, you got OnlyFans? Me. Ah.
Lil' mama, different shit here to make no friends. Make you want a tongue kiss it sorta like you French. I'ma make it rain, I just wanna see you dance. I'ma sign up like I'm a OnlyFans. Lil' mama, different shit here to make no friends. Make you want a tongue kiss it sorta like you French. I'ma make it rain, I just wanna see you dance. I'ma sign up like I'm a OnlyFans. She don't follow back on her fan page. She be twerking crazy on her fan page. She be going off, that's a rampage. We call that demon time, time to burn sage. On a stripper pole, she a gladiator. Control the clubhouse, she a moderator. Entanglements, that's the red table. You could get the app, you don't need cable. Independent money, I don't need the label. Kiss her from the neck down to her navel. I'ma need the WAP, let me see. And she gon' make it drop, Cardi B. Lil' mama different, she ain't here to make no friends. Make you want a tongue kiss it sorta like you French. I'ma make it rain, I just wanna see you dance. I'ma sign up like I'm a OnlyFans. Lil' mama different, she ain't here to make no friends. Make you want a tongue kiss it sorta like you French. I'ma make it rain. I just wanna see a dance. I'ma sign up like I'm a old fan.
I met her in the club on a stripper pole. She the one that all the tricks wanna get to know. She be fucking, she be sucking, she a real freak. She give me top non-stop till I feel weak. She like Fendi, she like Louis, a designer fiend. Good pussy, bro, her shit more than kinda mean. The club she working in, she the clear fave though. She a 10, that don't mean she getting saved though. I ain't gon' save her, but I don't mind giving out a little paper. She got ass, she got tits, she fuck with niggas that's rich. Only fans is the shit, she do splits on the dick.
Lil' mama different, she ain't here to make no friends. Make you wanna tongue kiss it sorta like you French. I'ma make it rain, I just wanna see a dance. I'ma sign up like I'm a only fan. Lil' mama different, she ain't here to make no friends. Make you wanna tongue kiss it sorta like you French. I'ma make it rain, I just wanna see a dance. I'ma sign up like I'm a only fan.
Rough Riders Radio.
Choose to stand up with me.
Rough Riders Radio.
DVD legend. Now we taking this shit out of space. I'm the Galactus of this fucking podcast shit, man.
Let's go.
Now y'all can't tell me nothing, man. I got motherfucking Johnny Fastlane in the fucking building.
Peace, y'all. It's your boy Johnny Fastlane here. You already know what it is. Thank you for bringing me on, bro.
Yeah, this situation is definitely crazy, man. Like,
woo,
because I watch your content, and yo, the way you put that shit together, yo, I just be like, I be on it. I just be watching. It's like,
yo,
it's
I appreciate
like,
it too.
It's
bro.
Like the length that you post on Instagram is like perfect. It's like it gives you everything. It seems longer than what it really is,
right?
To be honest, and I just like the way you format it. I be like, yo. Johnny be on it, yo. So every time I see like a post, I'm like, oh shit, let me, you know what I'm saying? You gotta got me like groomed to see this shit.
2 minute video on Instagram, you know, give the info about whatever's going on from start to finish, boop, 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 and get up out of there.
Got
you know?
Your facts and all that. And then I was on caffeine one day, cause you know, I'll be on my battle rap shit. So like, I'm about to order, you know, I think it might have been John the Dawn's joint or Remy joint, one of them. And I see Johnny Fastlane's on allhiphop.com.
Yeah.
So, you know, I sat up. I said, this is amazing.
Yeah.
I said, this guy's making waves. Yo, when did you start? When did you actually start doing this shit?
I would say now I probably started doing this about like 5 years ago.
Okay.
It was like 2018, man. I was working a regular job, you know, health insurance. And I had some money saved up. And so, like, a lot of my friends, they were like, starting like a laundry business or like a car rental business or whatever. So for me, I had like $70,000 saved up.
Okay.
And I was like, I'm going to invest in myself, right? I bought a bunch of equipment and everything like that. I used to watch videos on YouTube all the time, people talking about hip hop. And I'm just like, damn, this guy is from Memphis or this guy is from Wyoming or whatever. But I'm from Brooklyn and I know what's going on.
And you in the middle of the city. Yeah,
like this, I'm moving and I'm shaking and I know people. I knew Fat Man Scoop. As soon as I dropped videos, Lord Jamar started following me, hit me up. I started working with Lord Jamar and Rod Digga. So, I mean, like the first thing I posted, I was off to the races, man. People were receiving it well and it was pretty dope.
I ain't gonna hold you. Like, when I first saw your content and just the way you worded it and just like you just had your... You just got your own catchphrase. This situation is crazy. And I'm glad you kept that catchphrase.
Yeah.
Like I said, yo. And then it's like your facial expressions and when you talk about this shit, I'm like, yo, let me, you know what I'm saying? Mind you, I'm a media person myself.
Right.
I'm out here running the rail. But I say, yo, I'm a fan of that man. I really like his content. You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate that.
I'm a guy that I literally, like a nerd on the internet, I literally be watching shit like,
me too.
You know what I'm saying?
Me too. I watch Joe Budden, Charlamagne, like all these guys.
Yeah.
And studying them and figuring out, okay, voice inflection and what is one thing that people always say a lot. You know, the peace, y'all. It's your boy Johnny Fassler. All right, y'all. This situation is crazy. You know?
Yep.
Something that's going to make people like, okay, cool. You know? And then one day eventually put it on a t-shirt or something like that. Make some merch with it. But yeah, man.
Yeah. And those people that you mentioned, they definitely been doing it. And I remember I was at a Source Magazine party. My first time at the Source Magazine party. That's the first time 2 Chainz got the cover. And I remember the House of Representatives was there. Shout out to Cisco. He was there. Cisco from Love & Hip Hop.
Okay.
He was there. Uncle Murda was there. It was jam packed in that motherfucker. The whole situation was crazy. It was this one fucking photographer lady that climbed on a wall, almost on the ceiling, just to talk to 2 Chainz.
Wow.
That messed me up. You know what I'm saying? But I say this to say this. I met Charlamagne, right? And at one point, they didn't want Charlamagne talking to the media. Charlamagne was like, Showtime TV. I was like, yo, you doing everything right, Charlamagne. Like, you the man. I fucks with you. You know what I'm saying? Word. He was just mad cool. Like, you know what I'm saying? And those are people, like, you know what I'm saying? Even though they get whatever they get on the internet, you know what I'm saying? They be looking out when they don't got to. You know what I'm saying?
And they're inspirational. You know, like, we ain't got to agree with everything they say all the time. But, like, yo, you paved the way and you got to admit that and also respect it.
You know, and for them to be like, you know, nice and humble and just, and then it's crazy because we run into guests that's like, you should be a lot humbler than what you are. If Charlamagne and God can show that much love, why you behaving this way? You know what I'm saying?
Some people are very aggressive, man. The whole situation is that they want to be somewhere that they're not, so they're a little bit mad at everybody else around. You know what I'm saying? But somebody like Charlamagne is like, I am here, so let me just chill.
Exactly.
You know?
That's how you can tell when somebody's where they at.
Right.
Because, like, we be chilling. We
yeah,
be
let
like,
me just be like, myself, you know what be I'm humble saying? And relax.
Like you probably didn't know that I knew as much about you as I did.
Yeah, I didn't.
You know what I'm saying?
I didn't know
that. So I could have told you, like, the things you was posting when you posted and all that. That's because I don't just follow you. I really follow you, and I really follow you because I like the content.
Mm-hmm.
I don't follow you because you know people and you took pictures right. with people.
And you just want to be cloudy and be like, okay, cool. You know,
you know what I'm saying?
Fastly.
Nah. Yeah. You really be working. So, like, when they brought you up, and I was like, yeah. I'm with it.
Hell yeah.
That's my go-to. Like, when I want to know if something true or nothing, you know, I said, he probably going to talk about it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you was on it today posting.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like clockwork. But I didn't know that you had another radio show. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You got,
yeah.
like, two different things going on top of
the video clips and everything.
Yeah.
So I got the radio show at Newtown Radio on Thursdays, 1 p.m. So if y'all listening, you know what I'm saying, listen to that 1 p.m. NewtownRadio.com. Let's Talk Hip Hop, where we talk about a bunch of hip hop. We had you up
at
Newtown Radio at the show.
I was definitely I was moving around and I was in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And I definitely got it and I enjoyed it. You know what I'm saying? It was nice and then it was informative. I didn't know that Beyonce was dropping
The country music.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I got interviewed and at the same time I'm being informed about what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that was even more crazy for me. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it was definitely dope. Shout out to my manager, Sonny Dew.
Yeah.
She locked me in for that. You know what I'm saying? And it was an experience for me. I felt like I accomplished something in the middle of some shit I was doing already.
Yeah, you was running. You was like, yo.
Running around.
Time out. Boom.
Boom.
I'm here. I was like, all right, I'll fuck with you. You know
you had your little dog.
Yeah,
your little $5,000 dog with you.
I was coming from the Upper East Side. I'm like, yo, I had like mad bags and shit, my dog, everything. But we did it. We did the interview, and it was good too.
Yeah.
It was real good.
I enjoyed that. That was a good experience for me. So, like, what's next for you? Think about doing any films, anything like that?
Oh man, so what's next is I want to actually launch like my own platform, like the whole thing, like a TMZ of hip hop.
Okay, you know? Okay. I see that with you.
Just boom, boom, boom. I'm the Harvey Levin or whatever his name is. Mm-hmm. Start just hiring other people. Run around in the streets. I don't want you talking to nobody that's not a rapper. If they're a rapper, then you talk to them. It's going to be hip-hop focused TMZ kind of thing, you know?
That's fire.
Yeah.
So it's basically already in the works.
Yeah.
It's already here.
For sure.
So don't try to jack it. I don't want to see this tomorrow when I post this and all that. It's already... He said this because it's already in motion.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? So we feel safe.
Word.
To talk about it.
Everything
is
copywritten, you know what I'm saying?
And everything is situated. So
we good.
So behave yourself. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because you know.
People like to take ideas, you know?
They like to steal. And like my friend, she's a writer and a director.
Mm-hmm.
She did a few films. I was in her first film pressed. Her name was Vera Edwards. She always say, how you steal something that's free? Like, meaning, like, you could basically do your own thing,
right?
What you got to steal from me for.
Yeah. Because people are not creative. They're not innovative. They're not forward thinkers. And if they see something and they fuck with it, and they feel like, okay, you're low enough to where people won't catch on,
mm-hmm.
they'll take that. I see it all the time in hip-hop with songs and music and stuff. Mm-hmm. You saw what happened with D. Chambers.
Mm-hmm.
He just sued Ice Spice.
Yeah. And it was crazy. I think we talked about that on the on your show. When I saw this, I'm like, D. Chambers sued Ice Spice. I said, you can't make this shit up.
Right.
It just shows you how like in tune or connected you are into this industry when you got like, you know, people that you fuck with suing people.
Yeah.
He's like, what?
And so, he does have a valid case. So, you know we'll see.
I was like, wow. I just think that you're the perfect person for this, man. It's like nobody could just really steal your swag and your aura. Like, can't nobody say, like, you see how my style of interviewing is totally different. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm Showtime. This is what I do. This is how I talk. You know what I'm saying? And I don't strive to be nothing else but me, a better version of myself. You know what I'm saying? So I got that confidence, and it don't really matter what people say, because a lot of people be talking, but they don't really know what's going on.
Exactly.
And their business be messed up.
Yeah.
You
and
know?
They not putting in the same work that you are anyway.
At all. So I'm like, what are you mad for?
Yeah. I mean, they could hate, they could be mad, but I mean, at the end of the day, it's not going to result in anything, because you could just keep working.
Really. But it just takes a lot of time to be mad at somebody.
Yeah.
I really, one day I was really sitting down thinking to myself, you know, and I'm thinking like, damn, it takes a lot of energy to hate me. Because I had a situation, because this situation is crazy.
Okay.
People telling me about people talking about me.
Mm.
And I appreciate people looking out for me. But I'm like, damn, I haven't seen y'all. I only see y'all like twice or three times a year.
Mm.
So, you know, I'm not feeding into nobody's behavior. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to keep it a stack with both of them. Like, look, mm-hmm. I'm ready to do business. Like, any personal things y'all got against me, that's okay. I don't see y'all enough
right.
to be worried about that.
It's all business. You're not my friend. You're not my homie. I don't even know when your birthday is.
Exactly. You don't got to be my friend. I'm not mad at that. Yeah. I'm not mad that y'all had a conversation and, it, you know, just keep that where it's at. You know what I'm saying? You're not beneficial to me if you're not winning.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not winning and you're not doing the things that you want to do and you're not growing, how are you beneficial to me?
Yeah.
It don't even make no sense.
At all.
So, like... I'm like, yo, my mind is not even there. Like, I can't even.
It's the jealousy, man, because people see you working and they might wish that they speak to you more than three times a year or whatever it is. And so they start hating.
So with that, I just think that why don't you become a better person so you learn how to interact with people?
Mm-hmm.
Say, hey, I really like the way you're moving. I would like to be somebody that's in your circle.
Yeah.
So you groom yourself to be in that circle, in those rooms, and make it make sense.
Yeah. Because you can definitely, like, if you were paying attention and focus up, you could definitely put yourself on, put yourself in a game, be in the rooms with the right people. You just got to know what to do, you know? And it's a trial and error kind of thing. But since we all have social media now, like, mm-hmm. you can do it. You can see who the people are and align yourself with them. For sure. For sure.
Prime example. Seen your content. Enjoy the content. Always watch the content. Followed you, you followed me back, you supported me. Next thing you know, months later, maybe a year or two later, you sitting next to me right now.
Yeah.
At the podcast.
Yep.
Come on.
Yep.
That's just crazy.
Yeah.
That's just crazy.
It is crazy.
That's crazy when you see somebody's stuff that you respect that you like, oh mm-hmm. shit, like the fuck? Like, I'm really, like, we really bossing up right now.
We rocking out with each other, but all that is by design. And also because, okay, we've been showing each other love on the posts and everything. I see you in the comments. I see mm-hmm. you in the likes and everything. Cool.
You know, like, I literally comment. I comment on your stuff, but it's not, like, generic. It's like, sometimes I don't even say shit to you. I talk about what you're talking about.
Right.
Like I'd be like, yo, that's crazy right there. Right. That's bugged out. And right. you might be like, yeah, it is. Or you might respond to something
right,
like
that's
that.
That's crazy, right?
And we're like, just literally having a conversation off of the shit that we're seeing here.
Exactly.
You know? Because a lot of the stuff, some of the stuff be out of line. It be out of pocket. I'd be like, crazy. Whoa, what's going on?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Wild.
Like right now they going crazy on Meek.
Yo, everybody's joking on Meek.
They going crazy on Meek. You know what I'm saying?
That's because Meek is going crazy on himself. Like Usher, they said the same thing about Usher, the same thing about Meek. Mm-hmm. Usher was quiet. Usher in Bali with Russell Simmons and on vacation and shit. Meek is like, hell no, I ain't gay. I be fucking bitches on the period. Like, Meek is going crazy. So, of course, you know, if Meek, you bringing it on yourself, man.
Like, he just got emotional and just kind of like, I don't know. He'd be really passionate about stuff.
Yeah.
Like I'm kind of different with things like that. Well, I don't even know what's going on. But mm-hmm. I'm just saying, like, if people talk about it, I just be like, whatever, man.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he got a lot going on, and he got a lot of money that they don't got. So it's like.
But he still be taking the time to let people know.
He's like, yeah, I'm Philly.
Right.
You ain't gonna get away with this shit.
Exactly. You know.
And I ain't mad. I'm not mad at Meek, man. That's whatever he doing in his personal life, it's nobody's business, to be honest. You know what I'm saying?
I feel,
as long as the music is, let's just judge the music.
We fuck with you, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Come on, he got street anthems. Hold up, wait a minute.
I don't.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm a boss. He got it.
Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody tripping, you know what I'm saying? Just focus on the music.
Right.
How you say that? If all something fail, how you say that?
What?
That statement?
Well, if all else fails?
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. You stick to the script.
Yeah.
And that's it. You know
stick
what I'm saying?
Stick to your plan and just play your territory. You know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. with that, you'll be good. Don't let nobody knock you off your square.
Yeah. Don't do what 50 did to Ja Rule.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it did 50 came through with hooks too.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait a minute.
He came through with the same type of hooks too.
I was like, wait, hold on. You know what I'm saying?
Like, 50 knew what he was doing.
Don't let people trick you out of the streets.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I said it all the time. Like, don't let people trick you out the streets. I don't really want to speak on other individuals like that because mm-hmm. I don't really be doing it like that. But there's people who have beautiful wives, signed to the biggest labels on the planet,
mm-hmm.
and it's like, you really arguing with somebody right now? Like, what?
Over bullshit.
And then you end up behind a wall for X amount of years, and it's like, and the other motherfucker is outside
chilling. But they wanted to get you out of your character. They wanted that to happen to you, you know?
Yeah.
And you let them do it.
I call that niggered behavior. They want you to behave like a nigger. And mind you, this is brown people on brown people doing this too. And it's like, they get you out of that character. Next thing you know, oh, look at, he is an animal.
Exactly.
That's what they be waiting for.
Exactly. See, I told you.
I've been in relationships where the mom just couldn't wait for me to fall. I'm like, damn, why are you praying on my downfall? Like,
right. Especially if, like, you got kids together, wouldn't you want me to be successful?
Yeah, like even if you're not with me, right?
Yeah.
Financially, I still got to take care of my kids, right? So what?
Don't you want your baby to be good?
You know what I'm saying? Just be quiet, keep it moving. Like, why you keep looking for something wrong when there's nothing wrong?
But that's the anger, that's resentment. It's
past trauma.
Yeah.
There's a lot
that goes with that.
People got to take care of their mental health.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, Johnny, man, I don't even know. But I know that you love doing what you do.
Yeah.
I could tell. Like it don't feel like work when you're doing this, right?
This shit is a passion for me. I love it. I be into it. I get up excited. Even on the way here, I'm like, oh, we're gonna get into some shit. Like, I didn't even know what we was gonna talk about. I'm like,
ooh, like, yeah. What is
based off of the shit I know that's going on? I'm like,
what is the conversation going on?
Yeah.
What's the craziest thing going on right now, you think?
Today, probably. Yo, did you see? Okay, Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, they really gonna fight, yo. They about to fight in Texas on July 20th.
I ain't gonna hold you. Jake Paul been creeping up. Like,
he been knocking niggas out. I think he had like 6 knockouts now. So
that's kind of crazy, right?
Yeah.
From where they was making fun of him.
Yeah.
Right.
And 4 years ago, he was on the undercard, and Mike Tyson was the main event. But mm-hmm. now he's fighting Mike Tyson.
That's crazy.
So, hey.
So, what you think gonna happen there?
I don't know, man. Because Mike Tyson, he from Brooklyn. I mean, like, we got to go for home team.
Yeah, you feel me?
So,
you think Mike Tyson is physically ready? Physically able to do that at his age?
I think that since it's an exhibition match and, you know, he right now Mike Tyson is 57.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think that he could probably do a little something. I think he could still do it. Thing is, though, man, he's 30 years older than Jake Paul, though. Jake Paul is 27 years old. So, you know, he going... But come on, you think that Jake Paul going to really try to knock Mike Tyson out? Like, or you think he might try to hold it back a little bit? You know?
He's going to try to knock him out.
That's wild.
He's going to try to knock him out. Then you knew the answer to this.
I'll fucking knock Mike Tyson out.
But you know? You knew the answer to this. You know he's going to try to knock Mike Tyson out.
That's crazy. It is.
Just to be at that fight, I know it's a couple dollars. Like,
I'm sure it is. And it's going to be like streamed for free on Netflix, which usually they put it on pay-per-view, but this is going on Netflix. So
Netflix is about to get money. Netflix is about to, everybody's going to go get their membership for Netflix, because you know they got that new shit where they control how many people could.
Yep.
So they about to get their subscribers up. Yep. They don't care if it's just for one night. They got that money.
They don't care, man. Because half of the people will forget that they subscribed and then pay again and again and again.
Yeah, you know? I'm guilty of it. I'm paying for some shit right now.
Yo, me too. I got Hulu, Disney Plus, Showtime TV,
everything. Yeah. Paramount.
MGM.
Yo, what ridiculous. You got? They got what's that? I got Peacock.
Yeah,
me too. Know what I'm saying? I'll be on it, man. I've been watching shows too. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
I'll be watching shows. I'll be watching shit. Like, like, I'm pretty sure even once I get home tonight, you know, so crazy. I was so physically tired and shit. Like, I didn't feel like doing nothing today. And I'm like, damn, I got to do the podcast today. But I said, I like doing this shit. I love it. You know what I'm saying? But I got to do it, but I love it. You know what I'm saying? I said, I got Johnny Fastlane in the building too. Mm-hmm. I said, we about to get stupid. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
I said, if Johnny asks, responds to this DM, right? So then I looked at my phone like earlier on, because I was on the phone with a few a few celebrities from different countries, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So I'm mingling with different celebrities from other countries and stuff. So, you know, trying to boss up with them, get them to pull up, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? They returned the call, we talking. Then I say, yo, I wonder if Johnny Fastlane's ass is going to respond, because this guy drags his feet responding for shit.
No, I do sometimes.
So then when he finally hit me up with one word, bad, I said,
yeah, that means I'm coming. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know what I mean? I said, yo, this guy is out of control. It took you like 2 weeks to send me a damn picture.
Yo, yeah, man, yo.
But you know what I'm saying?
I ended up sending you the picture.
You know what I'm saying?
And now
my manager hit you up a few times. Johnny did not respond to that shit. Johnny's out here. He got like 7 fucking new videos.
Yo, I be having so much shit
circulation.
Going on. Yeah, and I be editing. So the thing is, like, I got to do the research, then I got to film the shit, and I'm also editing all my own shit too. Mm-hmm. It's not like I'm paying somebody to edit. So it's time consuming.
It'd be like that. I'm blessed in this sense with this. You know what I'm saying? Like my man Hector. You know what I'm saying? Bronx Tale Studios.
Shout
you know what
to
I'm saying?
Hector, man.
That man, like, the shit be right for me. Like, mm-hmm. so they gotta understand. Like, if you gonna come boss up over here, like, it's already halfway cooked for you. You know what I'm saying? That. The dinner's halfway cooked. You know what I'm saying? Big Heck. You know what I'm saying?
Already, Rockstale Studio?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? With the nostalgia. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying, he already got a preset for you. All you got to do is behave yourself. That's it. That's it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, Johnny, any last words you want to give to the people? You know what I'm saying? Anything inspiring or, you know, that's what I like to do.
Yeah,
you know what
man.
I'm saying?
So, like, honestly, if you have a dream or a passion, mm-hmm. I would say, like, consistency is the way to go. Just mm-hmm. keep doing that shit. Don't listen to anybody. Even sometimes don't even listen to yourself, because you might mm-hmm. think, yo, I am crazy. What am I doing?
Mm-hmm.
I'm betting on myself. This shit better work.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna discourage yourself almost. But and you might see that you're your own worst enemy, because when you really step out there and do that shit, people will respond in a positive way. Trust me. Just mm-hmm. be yourself. Don't try to be nobody else. Be you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm me. That way, anytime I see you or anybody, they know who is going to come. You know what I'm saying? You don't got to put on a weird persona or nothing like
don't
that.
Don't get up here talking about, this situation is crazy, because we already know where you got that shit from.
Exactly. You know?
Just find your own little catchphrases and whatever it is. If you're a soccer player, businessman, you know, whatever it is, Johnny's saying, like, yo, just go for it. You know what
be
I'm saying?
Be consistent. And jump off the porch, man. Do mm-hmm. not be scared.
Facts.
Because nobody's going to do it for you. Nobody's going to push you to chase your dreams. Mm-hmm. Nobody's going to save you at all.
Mm-hmm.
But you definitely can save yourself.
Facts.
You definitely can.
You already know. Showtime TV podcast. Johnny Fastlane's.
Yeah.
We in the building. We just had an incredible interview. We bossed up. It's more coming soon. Trust me. Showtime.
Peace.
Rough Riders Radio.